Them old demons know who he is.
Amen.
They know who the Son of Man is.
Amen.
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 Them old demons has had the little bride found all that time.
Amen. Amen.
And, but they was nobody could help
them.
Nobody could help
them.
Is that right? But now look at this one that come up to the tombs of Gadara. He had need to go by there.
Amen.
He had need to go by there. And when he went over there, there was that poor old elected boy up there in that graveyard. Huh?
Amen.
Now what was it? He didn't know it, but he was naked.
Amen.
And found that elected child of God, just like all of us, bound by demon power, and he was naked, but he didn't know it. He was naked, just like the Son of Man finds a little bride, not ready for a rapture, but bound by demon power and naked. Now just watch what the Lord showed me while y'all was praising. Let's see how. Now watch here what he just told me while y'all was praising. How many felt that supernatural?
Yeah.
Now watch, just watch what he's saying to you now. Not the man.
No,
but just watch and see what he's saying to you.
Yeah.
Look past the man and see who that is doing that.
Yeah.
Amen. You know any marijuana? You know any kind of dope? You know any psychologist to produce what's there? What is it? It's the power of the Holy Ghost. Now what the Son of Man finds us, he finds us up there in a graveyard.
Yes.
Now here we're thinking because we heard the prophet of God, John the Baptist, that we're ready for the rapture.
Yes.
And he comes up there and finds us, not with a wedding garment on, but finds us naked.
Yes.
Huh? And not only naked, but bound by the devil.
Yes.
Listen, hold it. And separated from our spiritual family. He was in prison, bound by the devil in prison, naked without the wedding garment, separated from his mother and father, away from his family, spiritual home. Is that right? He was away from home. And the Son of Man came up there and found him in that state. And immediately, the demons in there knew who that was. And so they spoke out and said, now have you come here to torment us? Yeah. Before our time, yeah. Showing you that there was a prophecy in the name of faith. Yeah. Huh? There was a prophecy in demons' faith that the Son of Man would be coming again to torment. Oh, I got a double barrel with a hammer. Go back. Listen, now. Listen what the demon said. Hast thou come here to torment us before our time? Now, he didn't answer. No. He said, shut up and come out of the man.
Amen.
Now, what's the first thing a son of man does to the bride when he finds her?
Yes.
He finds her naked and in a graveyard and bound by the devil. Can't praise God. Can't worship God. Out of her mind.
Amen.
And when he cast them demons out by the revealed word,
amen.
Huh? Amen. They found him cold. Before he had the wrong mind.
Amen.
But now the living, he gets the right mind. Because he was didn't have his right mind.
Amen.
But when he met the Son of Man, by meeting the Son of Man gets put in her right mind.
Amen.
She gets clothed by the wedding garment. Huh? And what happened? Then the man says, Lord Jesus, I want to follow you now. He said, all right, but first, go down home and tell them what good things I've done for you. What happens when you meet the right person?
Amen.
Now watch here in closing what happened there. Now them demons, they had to go somewhere because they couldn't stay there no more. Is that right? They had to go somewhere. And so the demon said, well, suffer us to go in the hall. Listen now. Wait a minute. Listen just a minute, God's right. Here's what he told me standing right here. Now listen. Them demons cried out, said, now we know you've come in. Have you come here 2 minutes before time? He said, just shut up and come out, that's all. Just shut up and come out. And he said, well, suffer us to go in them halls. Now notice here, right where that elected man was, there was a bunch of hall grazers. Listen, hold it, and the prophet of God, hold it. Listen, and the prophet of God, Peter, said, like a hog to its wallet, what was it? That was them nothing but them denominational people. He said, all right, come out. And then demons come out and went right down there to the denominations and come in all them in. The hogs to the water. Apostle Peter said, like a hog to the water. Yep. Huh? Amen. Notice here, and then what did them demons do? They got in them hogs.
Yes.
Here, listen to the sad part of this. Yes. Them demons got in them hogs and took them down and plunged them into abyss.
Amen.
Took them right over abyss and dropped them right down in the lake there and drowned every one of them.
Amen.
And these demons that's been loosed from the bride,
amen,
go over and find a dwelling place among the Baptists,
amen,
and the Methodists,
amen,
and the Pentecostals,
amen,
and then they carry them right into tribulation, into a devil's hell.
Amen.
But the little bride is liberated. Amen. Glory to God. Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Saints, I believe with all my heart that the shackle breaker is here. Has come in contact with the prophecy of the demon.
Amen.
Amen. The anointing of the Holy Spirit, the revealed word of God, is here to torment the demon.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And we're getting liberated.
Amen.
Them old denominational Pharisees,
yes,
them old denominational guys,
yes,
that was raising them hogs,
yes,
huh? When that little liberated guy went down through that Baptist church telling what happened to him, went down through there telling what the Son of Man had done for him. Huh?
Yeah.
And when they come up there and found the 10 demons that went into them holes and drove them in the sea there and drowned them, they come up there and instead of praising him to come down and liberate the rest of them, they said, "We want you to depart out of our coast."
Yes, yes, yes.
Huh? Heaven! Well, that's good, ain't it?
Heaven!
Where was it? The man got liberated right on the coast. Said prophet of God, we want you to get off this coast here.
Yeah.
You're going to run the hog business. Amen. Amen. So, let's just say that shackle breaker. What if he'd be up here on the East Coast breaking shackles? And that old boy that was on the East Coast there met the shackle breaker. Amen. Amen. I can see him now, that little teenager and that mom and dad and that brother running back home. Say, glory to God, I met the shackle breaker. Hallelujah. Tell them about the shackle breaker. Yeah. I once was blind, but now I see. I was once naked, but now I'm getting close. Amen. I had the wrong mind, but now I got the mind of Christ. Amen. Now he's doing the thinking for me, and he set me free.
Amen.
Amen. I'm so thankful to God. Amen. Yes, sir. Amen. Our sister, come, let's sing a song. It's early yet, it's only 20 to 2.
Glory to God!
Praise the Lord.
Praise His holy name. Glory to God.
Amen.
Glory.
Watch these holy rollers in these front rows here, boy. Amen.
Amen.
You know, I just thought of something real cute there. The Lord reminded me of it. He just seemed to remind me of this, said, they'll never be able to shackle Todd again because he ain't sitting still long enough. Hey children, it'd be hard for them old demons to come up and try to get a shackle on your leg. Amen. Hey, look out about coming into service now. We armed now. Somebody said, well, I ain't just emotional religious. All right, go ahead and get shackled. When your arms hang it down, that old demon just slipped down. Brother, but once you've had them shackles broken, brother, you don't want them back on. Amen. Boy, when you get to thinking about it, you ain't praising him, boy. You want that old demon slip up there, put a shackle on you. Huh? Amen. If you can't praise him, he's your shackle. You. Somebody said, well, I just ain't made up that way. When somebody talks like that, where they're at, tunes gather in.
Yeah.
Why? Of course he can't. Somebody said, well, Brother Bob, I just don't feel like praising the Lord. I ain't religious.
Hallelujah.
Why, of course not. Why, it's hard to praise God with the big balls of change.
Oh, mighty God!
understand that. I understand why that person says that. Well, I just don't feel like praising. Well, I know you don't.
Yes.
But you need to meet the shackle breaker. Why, sure, them shackles on your wrist.
Amen.
And them big balls are hanging down there.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, sir. And people go out and say, well, I just didn't feel like praising God.
Amen.
Why, sure. In other words, when you don't feel like praising God and you try to praise Him, it hurts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't it hurt? Yeah. Don't.
Yeah.
If you don't feel like praising Him and you start to praise Him, it don't feel good.
No.
Why? It's because them shackles on there hurt your wrist.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And you can't lift it up, it hurts. Yeah. Huh?
Woo!
When you meet the shackle breaker, boy, it's loose.
Yeah.
Oh, my. Well,
thank you, Lord.
I'd say there's a lot of rejoicing in heaven today. Everybody liberated and all the shackles loose. Huh? Now, ain't that, don't that give you revelation?
Yes.
Now, just as soon as you come into service now on, and you see people ain't praising God, ain't worshiping God, then you know right there that you put shackles on. Sure enough, you just come in there and leave your hands down, don't open your mouth, and he'll just slip right up there.
Yes.
Put it right on there.
Yes.
Amen.
Go off, you got them up. Now, you know it's hard to shackle somebody when they're moving around.
Yes.
Revelation?
Yes.
Now, just as soon as you come into service now on, and you see people ain't praising God, ain't worshiping God, then you know right there that you put shackles on. Sure enough, you just come in there, leave your hands down, don't open your mouth, and he'll just slip right up there.
Yes.
Put it right on there.
Yes.
Go off, you got them up. Now, you know it's hard to shackle somebody when they're moving around.
Yes.
Huh? You got that foot patting, you know, down at the cross.
Yeah.
if we could just transport this group down to Jeffersonville. And just plant them all over the congregation as chaplains. Everybody bound, going up, nobody can sing. This is dead, tombs of Gadara. And just go in there and holler out, the shackle breakers here! Wonder what happened, wouldn't it? Can you imagine all that just exploding on them? Sitting there and they can't sing, can't worship God. Now we're finding out what the liberty of the Holy Ghost is. Let's sing down at the cross. You know, we're saying song, be dismissed. Well, I don't want to go home. Let's sing. This is the greatest thing in the world. Just to know it, you and I have met that shackle breaker, boy. You don't have to be bound unhappy anymore. It's nothing but the glory of God. That's all.
Amen. Oh, I love you, God. Thank you. Thank you.
Down at the cross where my Savior died. What page is that, brother? 107. For this thing. Oh, I'm so thankful I've been in church. Down at the cross where my Savior died, I'm left for cleansing from sin. Thank you. So marvelous His grace extended to us in this hour. Blessed be His precious holy name. Now with our heads bowed and our hearts before the Lord, with thanksgiving that He brought us together to worship in the liberty of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Praise Him for the great coming of the Holy Ghost in our midst. I'd like for Brother Belmar to dismiss us and remember the service tonight. Come back and offer up spiritual praise and sacrifice to the Lord Jesus,
Amen.
The King of Kings. Really be liberated in our spirits to worship the Lord and praise Him for all of His great power and His magnificent revelation that is revealed to us in this last hour. We just don't have no words to praise Him enough for. Brother Paul dismisses, brother. Amen.
Amen.
Lord, the words that have come forth here, they are spirit there. Amen.
God, some sister or brother hasn't been delivered here
today.
Oh, I pray for them.
Yes, amen.
They might have
the liberty that's gone. Amen. Lord,
touch
Him, Lord.
I watch over each and every one of us, Lord.
Amen.
May we come with our feet shaking and our hands.
Yes.
Lord,
no
more, Lord.
While we're being dismissed now, let's just sing sweet and softly. Jesus breaks everything. Don't He do it?
Yes, He does.
Jesus breaks everything.
Jesus breaks everything.
One more time now. Everyone out there, oh, well, Jesus breaks every ladder. Oh, Jesus breaks every ladder.
God bless you, children. May the grace of Christ go with you.
I love you.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Lord, oh God.
Thank you.